Hello and welcome to the happiest competition on earth. I'm Zelina, sick. With me is Ambie.
Her nickname tonight will be Coffee McCofferson.
I like it.
Ambie.
See? Great name though. That's coffee.
What a way to start the episode.
And that was Jeffers right there with his falling
Yeah.
microphone.
We're
Can
a
you hear me
little
now?
out of sync. It's been a while. Oh my god.
I need to get a new microphone. This broken piece of crap is awful.
Disney mayhem in semifinals week.
Yes, wait till you get finals week. That'll be glorious mayhem. Okay, like we said, it's semifinals top four, which is Rusk, Princess Clary, Aria, and JC.
Exciting. Good
I
job,
love
you guys.
exciting. And everyone had to sing two songs tonight. Yes, a judge's
Yeah.
choice, which we slaved over trying to figure it out for like 3 days straight. And then a free choice, completely 100% free, anything they want. So, disclaimer, we do not own Disney, but we love Disney. We're just fans doing this for fans, by fans. And Mickey, we love you. Don't sue us.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. The disclaimer has gotten shorter over the length of this show going on here. Anybody have any
Yep.
fun facts or news or trivia?
Tangled made number two last week in
And
theaters.
it's awesome! Everyone should go see it if you haven't seen it yet. It's epic! I think it's probably my like new favorite out there.
Should probably go see that
That's
soon.
good.
You haven't
I
seen
need
it yet? Shun,
I haven't seen
Jeffer.
it yet either. I don't have the time.
What? Oh!
I'm dying in finals. Gotta study, you know.
I shun you both. Oh!
I guess with that, we can kick off this episode, which is 24, I
All
believe.
right, I think we should bring up Judge's Choice first.
I think so
Yeah.
too.
That'd be good, because everyone's probably wondering what we picked for them. And I'm wondering how good they did on what we picked for them.
There's mutual excitement going on.
All right,
Yes.
let's do this.
Oh.
Starting our judges pick round is Russ.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, Sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hors d'oeuvre, for we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go and unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest. Beef ragout, cheese soufflé, pan pudding, pan flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining. Fun of flatwares, entertaining retail jokes. I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
But it's all in perfect taste, as you can guess.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining, we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Life is so unnerving. For a servant who's not serving, he's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. flabby, fat, and lazy. You walk in and oopsie-daisy. She's our guest, she's our guest. Bring out nothing but the rest. Pour the wine and stand in line. Let all her wishes be addressed. For dessert with cakes and pies. Blancherie, you'll be surprised. While the teapot's lively brewing, watch the cups do their soft shoeing. As you wait, fill your plate, but ask for more, we won't be late. I promise you will fill your least request. When you want more, just call her, and tout suite will fall out for our guest. She's our guest. Be our guest, be our guest. Our command's your request. With your meal, with your ease, yes indeed, we aim to please. Course, by course, one by one, till you shout, enough, I'm done. Then we'll sing you off to sleep as you digest. Tonight you'll prop your feet up, but for now let's eat up. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest, please be.
And that was Russ with his judge's choice of Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
This was a hard choice. Russ was so hard to pick for.
I think it was the hardest one.
Yeah.
I think this was Ambie's choice, if I believe.
I don't remember who actually said this because we had like 17 different songs put out there. And towards the end, I forget who said what.
I did.
I feel like it was Amy, but I'm not sure.
I think it was Zell.
It wasn't me. I know that much.
No, it was me because I'm like, maybe do this song.
Yeah, I think what it was is that Zell suggested it, but I was the one that was like, yeah, he should totally sing that after she suggested it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. That sounds right.
I think that sounds about right. Yeah.
Should we explain like the choice thing with backtracking or no? Like that we gave them different versions to work with, or?
Yeah, a rule that we gave them was they're allowed to do any version of the song as long as it's the song. Because, I mean, some of the choices tonight have many alternate versions, and they could also do cover versions if they wanted to. And we kind of gave them links to different options they could choose, but it was their choice to actually what they were going to do.
Yep, producers. So, on to the critique. He took a lot of liberties with the timing of in the wording. Because sometimes it felt really off time, especially in the intro. Well, for me at least. At around 56, again, it felt a little off timing for the beat. It was like Be Our Guest, where it was supposed to go with the background instrumentation. I think you acted the song well and it had good energy overall. Because I liked the slower part. Because you felt like, oh, pain, salt shakers.
they make a comeback.
Something that surprised me was you went higher on a note instead of going lower, which is interesting because you usually like doing lower stuff than higher stuff. So that was just an interesting little thing I caught. Upsy Daisy could have used more energy. That's before Potts comes in. Your volume overall was a little loud for me. I don't know if he added new lyrics, but either that or I don't know Mrs. Potts' section of the song.
No, that was not the original Potts lyrics, no. I have notes on that, but I'll get to that when I get there.
Okay, and I felt like you had a little bit too much vibrato in sections. I didn't need it. Other than that, you had some good things and you had some iffy things. Ambie?
Russ, I loved this. I'm really, really glad that I forced them to give you this because I thought this was one of your best overall put together performances the whole season. Like, I was just so entertained the whole time. I loved how the reason that I wanted them to agree to give this to you was because I wanted you to play. Because you're always so, like, classical and formal and strict. And I really wanted you to have something that you could play with. And you had, it sounded like you were having fun. I don't know if you were having fun when you were recording this, but it sounded like you were. And I was so happy with that. The vocals were a bit loud at times. It wasn't that, like, you were louder than the backing track. It was that the vocals were just plain loud. But I was still, I loved it. And I commend you for what you did in the Mrs. Potts section. Because I know that one of your worries that when you came to us was, well, what do I do in the Mrs. Potts section? Because it's a different character. And we told you to just go with it. And you definitely, I loved how you, I don't know if those were alternate lyrics from somewhere else or if you made them up. I think you made them up because some of them didn't quite fit timing wise, but the creativity of what you put in there, and you even added like French stuff into it. I give you major props for that because I thought that was just the time, the pacing was a bit off, but I don't think anybody could just do that. That was really, that impressed me. That impressed me. And I really liked this. So good job, Russ.
Russ, this was my favorite like performance that you've done all season. And I love your accent. That was very well done. Like a word here and there, I had a bit of a trouble like understanding what you were saying. But I mean, that's the accent and I feel that French. So moving on. I also like how you made the song your own and you played around with the pacing and the phrasings. And there was one line I have, we eat cakes and something, be surprised. It had odd timing, but for the most part, it was good. I would have liked, you know, the sad part. I felt like your vocals were still a bit strong for my liking, but it was still a good contrast to the rest of the song. So good job, Russ.
Yay.
Oh, and nice long note.
Yeah, most people, when they have like a long note like that, waver, but you didn't waver. Yeah. Woo.
Good job.
Awesome. We done?
Done.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, the Kool-Aid guy?
Oh, yeah.
Next up with her judge's pick is Princess Clary.
In life, one must face a huge assortment of nauseating fads and good advice. There's health and fitness, diet and deportment, and other pointless forms of sacrifice. Conversation, wit, I am a doubter. Manners, charm, they're no way to impress. So forget the inner me, observe the outer. I am what I wear. And how I dress. Oh, now I believe in looking like my time on earth is cooking. Whether polka dotted, striped, or even checked. With some glamour guaranteeing every fiber of my being is displayed to quite remarkable effect. From your cradle via trousseau to your deathbed, you're on view, so never compromise, accept no substitute. I would rather wear a barrel than conservative apparel, for my dress has always been my strongest suit.
Anytime, anywhere, so bring
That was Princess Clary with our choice for her. My strongest suit from Aida. This, I think, was... The show was my pick, but I think the song was Zelina's pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you wanted her to do Aida so badly.
Honestly, I wanted to hear her sing, like, Easy as Life or something like that. Something that Aida sings, so I thought she would have been really, really awesome at it. But I also, we wanted to give her something a little...
Something a bit more upbeat.
Yeah, something a bit more upbeat. And then Zelina was like, what about the strongest suit? And we're like, strongest suit.
This is one tough cookie of a song to sing, though.
Yes. Tell me about it, I know. So, Clary, I liked this on you. There were a lot of little puffs here and there. I am like the puff bloodhound. I can hear these things. There was lots of little puffs, especially in the intro when you were talking. That's
yeah, like, I heard one or two.
Yeah, that's just like a little polishing thing. It irks me. That's like my pet peeve. At times, I think you were in a higher key than the song is usually in, like for like certain notes, but it still worked, so I didn't mind it that much.
Right.
It's strongest suit with a T, not a D. Because you were saying strongest sued at certain times. Like, anytime that you would hold it out, like, on long, it'd be like, strongest sued. It's like, no, T, suit. I liked you better in the second half of the song than in the first half of the song. I really liked the moments when you got really rocky with it. And
powerful.
Yeah, and you were into the song. I loved those. But they were kind of few and far between because, like, you had it, and it was like, oh, awesome. And then it went away, and I got sad. And then it came back again, and I was happy, and then it went away. So it kind of came and went, and I would have liked more of a consistency with it. But overall, I thought this was pretty good. Jeffers?
Yeah, kudos for attempting it, even though we forced you to do it.
She could have done any of the other two versions.
She could have coughed out and done Spice Girls.
No.
Or the, what was the other one that we all hate?
What was that?
Oh, Casey Straw. Straw.
Yeah. The hip-hop cheerleader from High School Musical apparently did a cover version of this, and they showed it to me. I was like, oh, God.
I like it, but just it's not the same song.
No, it's not at all.
But anyway, back to you, Clary. I thought you had a really good energy build throughout the song. Like, from the first verse, I have... Okay, sounds a little unsure, a little more energy, please. And I was like, oh, wait, delete, never mind. Because I like how you build from each verse to the next one in volume and oomph, and that was good. Your strongest suit at 240 sounded a little odd, I guess. And I felt like you were throwing in some liberties that made the song more jazzy and a little less belty than what I remember it being. But I think it still worked, and for the most part, you did a really good job on it. Good job, Clary. And I loved the power notes at the very end. You know, the, my strongest, except way better than that. My strongest suit. But yeah, good job. Good.
Yay, you did Broadway version. The minute I saw you say something about Spice Girls, I'm like, no. Okay. Yeah, I was freaking out a little bit, actually, when I saw you with the Spice Girl one. I'm like, no, you're not doing that one. Okay, I have a lot of notes that actually go more towards what Amby said. Like, the higher notes, I've noticed that. And I have to definitely agree on that the powerfulness comes and goes. It wasn't as consistent. Because, like, and I think Amby actually worded it better than I did in my notes. Like, the first half wasn't as strong as the second half, which in build does kind of make sense. But it still could have been stronger in the first half on some parts. I do like your long suit or suit at 3:30-ish. It was really pretty. It was one of those long runs that you're awesome at. And I don't know, but the last suit, I think it's just a pronunciation thing, or it was something, but it might have had a little slight vibrato. Sounded a little off.
Yeah, the vibrato did get a little heavy at times. Not all the time, but only sometimes. I made a note of that, and I kind of crossed it out because I was like, oh, this isn't that important. But now that you mentioned vibrato, I'll mention it too.
Good job at doing the song, because I definitely can't even try the song at all. And getting the backtrack in the first part, because that intro in the backtrack is horrible.
Yes, that intro is like the devil. Because this is the exact same version that I used for Perform It. I know, because there was that small glitch in the middle that I heard. I was like, oh, I know this backing track. And that intro is so hard with the way it is, because it's got really odd timing. And I could tell that you played with the timing in there and you made it work so good, because it usually is so difficult to work with.
Especially if you're just learning the song. It's just horrible to work with. So kudos on that.
Yay. Are we done?
I'm done.
That was an interesting done. I'm done.
I don't think we can top that.
No.
Done.
And here is JC with his judge's pick.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a hero's welcome will be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I will find my way. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. When I go the distance, I'll be right where I belong. Down an unknown road to embrace my fate. Though that road may wander, it will lead me to you, and a thousand years would be worth the wait. It might take a lifetime, but somehow I'll see it through, and I won't look back. I can go the distance, and I'll stay on track. No, I won't accept defeat. It's an uphill slope, but I won't lose hope till I go the distance and my journey is complete. But to look beyond the glory is the hardest part, for hero's strength is measured by his heart. Like a shooting star, I will go the distance. I will search the world. I will face its harms. I don't care how far. I can go the distance till I find my hero's welcome waiting in your arms. I will face its harms till I find my hero's welcome waiting in your arms.
And that was JC with Go the Distance from Hercules that we chose for him. I think this was my pick, if I...
I remember this was your pick from like the day that we decided we were going to be doing Fred's choice. You're like, if JC makes it this far, he's got to sing Go the Distance.
Yeah, I was so set.
I think we all wanted him to sing this because he had a very Hercules voice.
I had another song that I kind of wanted, but I knew that Jeffers would have like killed me if I even suggested it, so I didn't even bother.
We chose the song because it's a very difficult song, like all the other songs we chose tonight. And you have that useful sound that a lot of male vocalists don't really have in this competition. Like, so this was the Michael Bolton, like, laid-back piano version, and I thought it was overall pretty good. At the beginning, you came in a little awkward in the beginning of the first verse. It sounded a little unsure or so. And the low parts, like, lead me to you in the second verse. It sounded a little low for your range, and it was pushing the bottom. But I liked your choruses a lot better, range-wise and vocally. I thought you had good emotion. It was more longing, and it had a more subtle emotion than the movie version. Some of your long notes, like Journey is Complete in the second verse, sounded a little shaky. But mm-hmm. like it's this version, it has such long notes that are really hard to hold. So I thought you did a pretty good job with what you had to work with. So good job.
Okay, pretty voice. That was my first note.
I always love Zell's first notes. They're such random things.
Are they really all the time?
It's like Zell's stream of consciousness.
I think the song was slightly iffy with your range overall because some parts seemed low, but sometimes your higher notes seemed a little off every now and then. Like the parts that seem real low, it's like slow, pope. I have to agree with the long... complete, it was a little iffy, whereas Jeffers called it shaky. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Chorus was good. I really don't know where I stand on this because I do like your voice on it, but I think some of the range, like some of the lower notes and some parts here and there were iffy and yeah. But overall, it was good, I guess. Ambi?
There were so many different versions of this song, and honestly, this is the version I will say that Jeffers wanted you to sing. This was kind of the version I was hoping you weren't going to sing.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping you were going to go for the more upbeat version.
Oh, the Lucas Grabeel version?
The Lucas Grabeel version, because I just think you have such a great voice for that kind of youthfulness. But I didn't want to say, like, do this version, because then like make you feel like you had to do that version. I mean, we suggested it to you.
And I think that one's also a bit in his range better.
Yeah, I think that version...
Like,
the song is really interesting, but I just think that this version is so bit. And I didn't... Go ahead, Jeffers, because I know this is your choice, so...
Either of those would have been fine. I just didn't want him to do the movie version, because these two versions are, like, extended lyrics.
Longer.
They have the bridge. So I thought if he picked one of these two versions, he'd have more, like, to work with for the song.
Right.
I think you did really well with the version that you picked. Because, I mean, we gave you the liberty to choose whichever one you wanted. And for the one that you picked, I thought you did good. And I'm pretty sure you probably picked it because of the extendedness to it, that you could do more with it. However, you didn't do more with what you had. I feel like you needed some more oomph behind it. I mean, the vocals for me were fine. I didn't even really mind the low, low notes that Zelina and Jeffers brought up. For me, it was emotionally just not there. I would have liked some different levels with it, like either start a little meeker and build to the higher point, or start where you started and build to an even greater point. It just all kind of seemed on the same plane for me. And when you get into that bridge section, like, I don't know the lyrics to the Michael Bolton version, but when you get in it, the music, even in this little piano version, intensifies, and you really did it, and that kind of depressed me, because I think that would have added, like, this was still a good performance, but that would have given you something more and something really interesting for us to hear. Also, there was a really odd reverb on your vocals. It was like there was you, and then there was you inside of a tin can singing a second after you. Like, it wasn't so much a reverb as it was an odd echo, but it's...
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I think that's in the settings, like it's the delay or something.
Yeah, but it was odd for me. Only in the beginning though, like towards like the when the music got a little bit more oomphy, I didn't hear it as much. But in the beginning, when it was just you and like the very little piano, it was a little distracting at times. But overall, I'd still think this was a good performance. But we're in the semifinals, and you need a great performance.
But everyone still has their free choice.
Yeah, their
coming
free
up,
choice
so
is still coming up. Right.
Things can get all
hopefully
interesting.
Hopefully, you really blow me away with your free choice. And hopefully everybody blows me away with their free choice.
Yep, because it is free choice and it's pretty much free range. You choose. This is best for me. Mm-hmm. You better rock it. Yeah. I love being sick. Yes.
Okay. On that note, I think we're done now.
Yes, sir. Done. Ma'am.